All right, buckle up, everybody, because we're diving headfirst into a massive cybersecurity breach.
Oh, yeah. This one's a doozy.
This time, it's Hewlett-Packard Enterprise.
HPE.
Yeah, HPE. Kind of a big deal in the tech world.
Huge. They're behind a lot of the infrastructure that keeps businesses running, servers, storage, you name it.
Exactly. And this breach isn't just some minor data leak. We're talking source code.
Stolen private certificate.
Even internal system files. Allegedly swiped.
A whole nine yards.
And the group claiming responsibility. Intel broker. And from what we're seeing in these articles?
They're not exactly shy about how they pulled it off.
No kidding. They're claiming a direct attack on HPE.
Not through some third-party vendor.
Right. Straight through the front door. And, of course, they're demanding payment.
In Monero, naturally.
The crypto of choice for cybercriminals these days. So the big question is, what does this attack tell us about the state of cybersecurity today?
And what does it mean for businesses like yours?
That's what we're here to find out. So let's break this down. First off, this claim of a direct attack.
That's what's really got my attention.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of breaches happen because a company relies on a partner with weaker security.
Kind of like leaving a window open in your house.
Exactly. But if we're to believe Intel Broker,
they smashed right through HPE's digital front door.
No messing around.
And they're not exactly keeping it on the down low either. The articles mention them bragging about it on breach forums.
Which is basically a digital black market.
For stolen data and hacking tools.
You got it.
And the fact that they're demanding payment in Monero.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Its privacy features make it almost impossible to trace.
So it's become the go-to for cyber criminals.
Makes their lives a lot easier.
Okay, but let's talk about what they actually stole. The screenshots they shared show file names like ksigned.key.
And ptrustedcertificates.pu?
I mean, to me, that's just alphabet soup. Can you translate?
Sure, those are digital certificates.
Digital what?
Think of them like digital passports. They verify the identity of HPE's servers and systems.
Okay, and what happens if hackers get a hold of those?
Well, they could potentially impersonate HPE.
Impersonate them?
Yeah. Imagine a fake HPE website.
That looks totally legit.
Tricking people into giving up their logins.
Or even worse, intercepting software updates and injecting malware.
Before anyone even downloads them.
So it's not just about data theft. It's about potentially controlling HPE's system.
Potentially, yes.
And then you add in the source code they claim to have for products like ILO and Zerto.
That's the blueprint for how those products work.
I mean, what could someone even do with that? It's like stealing the recipe for Coca-Cola.
It's like having the instruction manual for a car. You can see exactly how everything works. Find weaknesses.
Bypass security features.
Maybe even build your own version with some nasty modifications.
So in the wrong hands, source code is basically a weapon.
A very powerful weapon.
And this isn't HPE's first rodeo with cyber attacks either.
No, unfortunately not. They've been targeted before. At least two other major incidents.
One in 2024 linked to Russia.
And another in 2018 attributed to Chinese actors.
So they're a favorite target for both cyber criminals and nation states. Is HPE just unlucky, or is there something more to it?
Well, large corporations like HPE are prime targets for a few reasons. They have tons of valuable data. Intellectual property.
Makes them attractive to anyone looking to make a quick buck.
And for nation states, companies like HPE are strategic assets. They play a critical role in technology and infrastructure.
So they're targets for espionage.
Or disruption.
Basically, they're under constant attack from all sides.
You could say that the cybersecurity landscape is constantly evolving.
And the threats are getting more sophisticated all the time.
Absolutely.
So what we're seeing with HPE.
It's a high-profile example of what many companies are facing today.
And that's a pretty sobering thought for anyone listening who runs a business. Even if they aren't a tech giant like HPE. So this Intel broker situation, is this a one-off, or should we be worried about them targeting other businesses?
Well, Intel broker has been linked to several other high-profile attacks in recent years. They were allegedly behind a breach at Cisco, where they exploited a misconfigured system to steal terabytes of data. They also targeted Nokia through a third-party contractor and reportedly offered the stolen data for a relatively small sum of $20,000. And then there's the AMD breach, where sensitive employee and product information was allegedly compromised.
So they're going after different companies using a variety of methods. It doesn't sound like they have one specific playbook.
That's what makes them so dangerous. They seem to be adaptable, able to shift their tactics depending on the target and the opportunity. And their growing list of victims suggests they are becoming more organized and potentially more resourceful.
Okay. Let's pause here for a second because this is a lot to digest. I want to make sure our listener understands exactly what's at stake here. We've talked about the types of data that were stolen, but what are the real-world consequences? Let's unpack that a little more after a quick...
Actually, before we move on, I think there's one more detail from the HPZ breach that's worth highlighting. It's something that really stood out to me in the articles.
Oh, I'm all ears. What did I miss?
Remember those screenshots Intel brokers shared on breach forums? One of them allegedly showed details about HPE's Signon service.
That rings a bell. I got a bunch of technical jargon that I couldn't quite follow.
Right, but that image is particularly concerning because it could reveal vulnerabilities in HPE's web services, things like endpoint addresses, WSDL links. Those define how different software systems communicate with each other, and even Salesforce integration credentials. That's how HPE connects to its customer relationship management platform. That kind of information could be a goldmine for someone looking to exploit the system.
So it's like they're not just stealing data. They're potentially getting the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. And it gets worse. There were other screenshots that pointed to internal SAP systems. That's their enterprise resource planning software. And even error logging email placeholders. It paints a pretty detailed picture of HPE's digital infrastructure, which is incredibly valuable to someone looking for ways to infiltrate the system.
Okay, that's definitely a piece of the puzzle I didn't fully grasp before. So it sounds like this breach goes even deeper than we initially thought.
It does, and it really highlights the importance of understanding the potential impact of these attacks. It's not just about data being stolen, it's about the potential for disruption, manipulation, and long-term damage to a company's reputation. And that brings us back to the question of what this means for other businesses, even those that might not think they're a target.
Right, because it's easy to think, well, I'm not a tech giant like HPE, so I'm not at risk.
Yeah.
But that's a dangerous assumption to make.
Absolutely. In today's interconnected world, every business is a potential target. And the HPE breach is a stark reminder that cybersecurity is no longer just an IT issue. It's a business imperative.
So let's shift gears a bit and talk about what businesses can do to protect themselves. What are the key takeaways from this breach that every business leader should be thinking about?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that cybersecurity has got to be a top priority for every organization. It doesn't matter how big or small you are, what industry you're in.
Yeah, but where do you even begin?
Right.
Cybersecurity can feel like this massive, overwhelming thing.
It can be a lot, especially if you don't have a huge IT department.
Exactly. So what are the basics? Where do we start?
Okay, well, first things first. You've got to have a strong password policy.
Strong passwords, okay.
And that means requiring your employees to use complex passwords, changing them regularly.
And no reusing the same password for everything.
Definitely not. You'd be surprised how many breaches happen because of weak passwords.
It's like leaving the front door unlocked.
Exactly. Yeah. And along with strong passwords, you want to enable multi-factor authentication.
Multi-factor authentication.
Whenever you can. It adds another layer of security. Requires users to provide a second form of verification.
Like a code from their phone or email.
Right, on top of their password.
So even if someone steals your password,
they still can't get in.
Without that second factor.
Exactly. It makes it much harder for attackers. Another thing that's crucial is employee training.
Training.
Yeah. You need to educate your employees about the threats out there. Phishing scams.
Social engineering.
All of that. Make sure they understand how to be cautious online. What links they click.
What information they share.
Exactly. It's not just about the technology. It's about creating a culture of security awareness.
So your employees become like your first line of defense.
Exactly. The more informed they are, the better equipped they'll be to spot potential threats.
Speaking of threats, let's bring it back to Intel Broker. Yeah. Their tactics are a good example of why this awareness is so important.
Oh, for sure. Remember how they got into Cisco's network? They exploited a misconfigured system.
A simple mistake.
Yeah, basically. It wasn't some super complex vulnerability. And with Nokia, they went after a third-party contractor. It's all about finding the weakest link, the path of least resistance.
So sometimes it's not even fancy hacking. It's just finding an open window.
That's often the case. And that's why basic security hygiene is so important. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, regular software updates, employee training.
Okay, so we've got strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, employee training. What else can businesses do?
Network segmentation is a big one.
Network segmentation.
Yeah, it involves dividing your network into smaller, isolated segments. So if one part gets compromised,
the attacker can't get to everything.
Right, it limits the damage. And then there's something called a zero trust architecture.
Zero trust. I've heard that term thrown around.
It's a security model that assumes no user or device can be trusted by default.
Even if they're already inside the network.
Even then, it's a never trust, always verify approach.
Sounds intense.
It can be. Implementing a full zero trust architecture can get complicated. Yeah. But you can still apply the core principles.
Even in a smaller business.
Absolutely. Let's say you have a small team accessing sensitive data remotely, well, instead of just relying on VPNs. You could require them to re-authenticate every time they access that data.
Use a combination of things.
Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, device verification. Make sure it's the right person on a trusted device.
So it's like adding multiple layers of security.
Exactly, making it much harder for an attacker to get through.
Okay, I'm following.
And it's not just about preventing attacks. It's also about being prepared to respond if an attack does happen.
So what does a good incident response plan look like?
First, you need to know what data you have, where it's stored, who has access.
So if there's a breach?
You can quickly assess the damage, see what might have been compromised.
Like an inventory of your digital assets.
Exactly. And you also need a dedicated team who knows exactly what to do if there's a breach.
IT legal communications.
All the key players. So you're not scrambling around when something happens. You've got a plan. This plan should include communication protocols. Who needs to be notified? What information to share, how to communicate with customers and stakeholders, plus the technical steps to contain the breach, isolate affected systems, restore data from backups.
So you're prepared for the worst.
Exactly. Having a solid incident response plan is just as important as having strong security measures in the first place.
Because no matter how strong your defenses are,
there's always a chance someone could get in.
And when that happens, being prepared can make all the difference.
Absolutely.
This is great information. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, employee training, network segmentation, zero trust, incident response plan.
It's a lot, but it's
essential.
It is. And it's an ongoing process. The threats are constantly changing.
So we have to adapt.
Exactly. Yeah. Stay informed, stay ahead of the curve.
Which brings us back to Intel Broker and their use of Monero. It's like they're always one step ahead using all the latest tools and techniques.
Yeah.
All right. So Monero, why is this cryptocurrency such a headache when it comes to these cyber attacks?
Well, it's all about privacy. Monero is designed to be untraceable.
So even if you know who the attacker is,
good luck tracking the money.
It's practically a ghost currency.
Kind of. And that's why cyber criminals love it. It makes it much harder for law enforcement to do their job.
It feels like we're fighting a losing battle sometimes. The bad guys always seem to be one step ahead.
It can feel that way, but we can't give up. We have to keep pushing, keep innovating, keep learning.
So what can businesses do besides all the things we talked about earlier?
Having a solid incident response plan is crucial.
Right, because even with the best defenses,
someone might still slip through the cracks.
And when that happens, you need to be ready.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what data you have, where it's stored, who has access. You need a dedicated team ready to jump into action. A clear plan, communication protocols, technical steps to contain the breach. Isolate systems. Restore data.
So you're not just panicking when something happens.
Exactly. You need to be prepared. It's not a matter of if, but when.
That's a sobering thought.
It's the reality. But being prepared can make all the difference.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation. Cybersecurity is such a complex issue.
It is. But the more we understand it, the better we can protect ourselves.
I think that's the key takeaway here. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. Stay informed, stay vigilant, stay safe.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity. We'll see you next time.